Now it is time to go on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Luke and Alonzo each have 2. Kerry has 3.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we have flipped a coin, and Alonzo has elected to go second. So, Luke, that means you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. The World Health Organization announced Wednesday that the blank epidemic in Liberia appears to have slowed.
Ebola.
Right. A South Korean spy agency reported that ankle surgery was the reason behind blank's 6-week disappearance.
Kim Jong-un.
Right. On Tuesday, Sarah Palin told the Fox Business Network that she was hoping to blank again in the near future.
Run for office.
Yes, indeed. A grocery store in New Zealand has been forced to hire a security staff to guard their blank.
Their very, very weak other security staff.
No, their chocolate milk. The Red Cross is urging the evacuation of a Hawaiian village as the safety of its residents continues to be threatened by blank.
Lava.
Right. Officials in Finland have recalled the popular cinnamon-flavored whiskey Fireball over concerns that it contains too much blank.
Antifreeze.
Right. According to new research, men who want to lower their risk of prostate cancer should blank.
Drink more antifreeze.
No. Sleep with 21 women, at least. The study, which comes from the University of Montreal, found that men who have slept with over 20 women in their lives decreased their risk of prostate cancer by 33%. It's exciting news, makes for a great new pickup line. Hey, babe, what if I told you that you could help fight prostate cancer with just 30 seconds of your time? Bill, how did Luke do in our quiz?
Luke got 5 right, 10 more points. He has a total of 12 and the lead.
That's very good. All right, Alonzo, you are up next. Here we go, Alonzo, fill in the blank. This week, George P. Bush said it was very likely that his father, blank, would run for president
Jeb.
In 2016. Jeb, yes. Putting years of media speculation to rest, Apple CEO Tim Cook announced that he is proud to be blank.
Gay.
Yes. On Tuesday, the Obama administration confirmed that the White House's computer systems had been blanked.
Hacked.
Right. This week, a group of Kurdish soldiers from Iraq joined the fight to save a Syrian border town from blank.
ISIS.
Right. Dubai is solving its traffic problem by offering anyone who chooses to take public transit blank.
Free ride?
No, the chance to win a big pile of gold. South African prosecutors said Monday that they plan to appeal Paralympic track star blank's 5-year prison sentence.
Pistorius?
Ooh. Pistorius, close yeah. enough. Yes, Oscar Pistorius. Rescue workers have been mobilized in Sri Lanka after 200 people went missing following a giant blank.
Earthquake?
No, mudslide in this case. This week, John Spinello, creator of the board game Operation, was in the news because he needs blank.
An operation.
Exactly right. John Spinello created the popular game back in 1965. And with it, a generation of doctors who were shocked to find that people's stomachs weren't filled with actual butterflies. In a recent profile, Spinello told the Huffington Post that he'll soon be going in for an operation himself and assumes that everything will go smoothly as long as the surgeon follows the number one rule, do not touch the sides. Bill, how did Alonzo do in our quiz?
He got 6 right, 12 more points. He now has 14 and the lead.
Well done. All right. So how many does Kerry need to win?
She only needs 6 to win, Kerry.
All right. Here we go. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. With their 3-2 win over the Royals in Game 7, the Blanks won their third World Series in 5 years.
Giants.
Right, San Francisco. On Thursday, Senator Ted Cruz warned the GOP that if they picked a moderate candidate to run for president in 2016, blank would win the election.
Hillary Clinton.
Right, and heartbreaking news for our show, businessman and lawyer John Tory was elected to replace blank as the mayor of Toronto.
Rob Ford.
Right. On Thursday, Thomas Menino, the longest-serving mayor of blank, passed away at 71.
Boston.
Right. Police in Alabama were able to find a suspect hiding in a bush after he was ratted out by blank.
His dog.
His own dog. Police said, "Where is he?" And the dog went. Researchers have reported that after almost 80 years, they finally identified a piece of blank's lost plane.
Amelia Earhart.
Right. This week, Jack Bruce, best known as Eric Clapton's bandmate in the legendary supergroup blank, passed away at 71.
Cream.
Right. An Australian man trying to rob a gas station with a boomerang had to flee the scene when blank.
The boomerang came back.
No! When it failed to come back. In what is most easily the most Australian news story since that drunken kangaroo challenged Mel Gibson to a knife fight over a wallaby while riding a dingo that has eaten someone's baby. A man tried to hold up a shell station with a boomerang in that country. The heist was a failure when he threw it, and instead of coming back to his hand, it just flew away and fell to the ground. Bill, did Kiri do well enough to win?
Well, she didn't get that boomerang, but she did get 7 right. 14 more points. 17 and the win!
Well done!
Kiri O'Connor.
Well done, Kiri. Congratulations.